Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio. We're here with members of the Pella Boys soccer team as we're near the midway point of the season. We've got Colton Messer, Austin Bone, Teddy Apostolopoulos, and Max Lawman, the four of you senior leaders for this team. Max, I'll start with you. You guys were on this interview a year ago. A lot of guys that came back, but a really tough schedule. How have things been going so far, and how have you been navigating this really, really tough slate that you've had so far?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we have a very tough schedule the first half of the season. So we've honestly been keeping up with those teams, top teams in the 3A and 4A class. So I think we just need to keep persevering. And as we get into the second half of our season, and especially Indian All tonight, we just need to focus and play as a team and play together.
Well, and Teddy, obviously a lot of returners, but there were some big shoes to fill, especially scoring from a year ago. And there have been some growing pains, but there's also been progress as well. What are the things that you guys have been working on to try and get some stuff in the back of the net? Obviously, you've had a few goals yourself this season, too. And how have you guys tried to overcome some of those bigger shoes to fill?
Yeah, obviously, we lost Logan, so that's a lot of goals right there. Coach Solomon and Christian have done a great job in training to get us making good runs and having like our midfielders find us. And then obviously just normal finishing drills to make sure we can convert.
Well, in Austin, it seems like, too, there's been some mixing and matching with the lineup and some moving pieces around, too, as you try to settle in and find your rotation. But there's a lot of experience out there as well. What has it been like to try and experiment, knowing you guys have played so much soccer, and how are you guys trying to find that perfect formula, so to speak?
Yeah, we've tried a lot of different formations this season. We're just trying to replace the goals that we lost last year, and so we're trying to figure out a good combination of scoring-wise but not losing too much on the defensive end. So we're trying to figure out a good balance between scoring and not losing too much.
Well, and Colton, you're an experienced player here as well. Not necessarily in the sports interview realm. We've had a couple of those, but certainly your role continuing to expand this year as a senior leader. How have you tried to do that, knowing, again, that there is a really large senior class, but there's also some freshmen that are mixed out there and some underclassmen that are trying to find themselves too?
Yeah, I think that we have such a senior-heavy varsity squad this year, and you know we have like the experience and the talent, and you know we're just trying to put it all together this year. And I think that we need vocal leaders like our three guys over here, like Max, Teddy, and Austin, but also just leading by example. I'm not exactly a super vocal member of the team, but I just try to do the best I can. And you know, we have a good group of JV guys, I think, that can learn a lot from us and their development.
We're here with senior leaders of the Pella Boys soccer team as we're near the midway point of the season. And Max, again, things haven't gone as well as you wanted to so far, and you've already kind of alluded to this. How are you guys keeping the confidence up, knowing your schedule was so tough, and what are the things that you've been specifically learning about yourselves that gives you confidence that you can still do well in late May?
Yeah, we're just working in practice with keeping our confidence even after getting scored on, because a couple of games, we've had a goal scoring us in the first 30 seconds. So it's really just that mentality piece to stay in the game and keep fighting. And yeah, like Teddy said, we were working on finishing and just working as playing as a team. So yeah.
Well, and Teddy, similar question. You know, it feels like that even though your record's not what you want it to be, that there's still a lot of good soccer ahead. How do you kind of keep that confidence up, knowing that on any given night you are still competitive with most teams you play with, and how do you try to start working to translate those into wins as you head into this home stretch?
Yeah, well, obviously we have had a hard schedule. We try and let the guys know to not dwell, because the other games that we lost, we could have won if we just converted our penalties. But, yeah, we just tell the guys to stay confident, because we know how good we are and how good we can be, and it's a very long season, so there's a lot for us to improve on.
Well, in Austin, this program's had so much recent success. You've been a part of that success and have been to the state tournament, and I know even though the record isn't where you want it to be, the goals probably still remain the same. How do you continue to view yourself as a team that could be in the final eight or more, and how excited are you to prove that as we hit this home stretch and start playing more 3A competition?
Yeah, I think with the games that we've played so far this season, that proves that we can be in the top eight at the end of the year, because we're playing a lot of the top eight teams right now, and we're competing well with them, and it's only the beginning of the season. Once we gain our confidence, I think we're going to be a really great team, because we have a lot of young players that don't have a lot of confidence right now, but once they gain their confidence and our seniors like continue to grow their confidence, I think we're going to be a really tough team once state starts.
Well, and Colton, you said this was a senior-heavy team. What would it mean to have that opportunity? I know it's still a little bit of ways away, and you've got a couple conference games and non-conference games coming up, but what would it mean to have that chance to play up in Des Moines, especially with the new venue, if you can keep advancing and having that chance to finish your career among the best in Iowa?
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys, like, we've been playing together for, like, a long time, so it would be really cool to cap off our senior year in a great way, but I think right now, you know, like, just taking it one game at a time is really important, and, you know, that end goal is great to look after, but right now we just got to focus on right now.
Those are the seniors of the Pella Boys soccer team, Max Lahman, Teddy Apostolopoulos, Austin Bone, and Colton Messer. Guys, look forward to seeing you up in action pretty soon, and all the best to you as you hit this home stretch.
Thank you.
Thank you.